Welcome to another episode of The Journey from Being Hurt to Healing. For Dee Gatherwright is your host. During this journey, he will provide comfort, support, and an opportunity to grow. This podcast is designed to provide hope, give options, introduce laws of freedom, give strategies to maintain and to sustain, discuss how to fight the negative drive. The goal is to be made whole. Now, we present Dee Gatherwright, the motivational author.
Thank you. Good morning. I want you to keep in mind that it was just for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another podcast, Journey from Hurt to Being Healed. Yes, you can be made whole. That's what we're going to say to you. Yes, you can be made whole. We're going to pray. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for this podcast right now, this episode, that this victory is for me. We bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We exalt you. And we know, Lord God, that because this victory is because you wrought victory, Bible declares that what has happened before shall happen again. And we thank you right now for our continual win. So what we want to do today is encourage everybody, be excited. Excited about what is happening to you, for you, and got a lot of things that we want to cover. But as we think in terms of our victory moving forward, love this song that Kirk Franklin put out there. Just go over a few minutes, because as we are adjusting to our new way of living, we want you to say, I want you to think about how he's keep on making a way just for you. You know, he says that over and over again. Many doors you closed. Think about that. Doors that has been closed just for you. Sometimes you will say no, just for me to grow. Well, of course, he didn't put that in there, but that's what I add. You know, so you can grow. So I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires. Think about that for a minute. You're tested in his fire to purify you of those desires that's going to hinder you from being all that you can be. So this victory, this episode is stated, the victory for me. This victory is for you. You have suffered. You have went through. You have been traumatized. But now it's time for you to realize that your victory can be actualized. I want you to look those words up, actualized, because some people might think you're just rhyming to try and get their attention. I am. But back to what the songwriter stated. He says, so my blessings won't be just for me. So caught up in myself, I couldn't see. The world did not evolve around me. We made decisions. We've done things that has been hurtful, that has been painful, but it didn't matter because we were doing things for ourselves and not thinking about how that affected others. And then it boomerang and came back and hit us back to straight in the face. But as we move forward, that's what we're talking about. We're moving forward. We're not the same. We are changed. And that's what you have to tell yourself. You're not the same. You are changed. Say that to yourself real quick. I'm not the same. I'm changed. So it didn't feel good, but growing never does. It don't seem fair for you to call this love, but it's necessary. Pain is the ingredient for change. It goes on talking about just for me. All the moments I miss that were just for me. Because I chose not to wait patiently. See that? In your patiently waiting, you will get your desired results. But you have to wait patiently. So even if someone is saying, I hear what this young man is saying, I'm hearing this podcast and I'm trying to get the feel for it actually happening for me. It actually coming to pass for me. However, I would like to encourage you that your time and your chance is going to happen to all. One of the things that I did, and I'm going to encourage you to look at it on Facebook Live, the Apostolic Assembly Church. I talk about in Psalms 1 and 3, where it says that we'll be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. that's going to prosper in its due season. But there are steps above that that's going to cause us to prosper. So I want to ask you this question, through with the song, and I'm on with something else. But I want to encourage you to think about, Bible says, blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Are you walking with the past in your hand? Are you standing in the past? Are you sitting in the past? Because that's going to hinder you from the delighting in the law of the Lord and the law of success and the law of whatever you believe in that we pray and hope makes you successful. We'll leave it at that. But I want you to check, reflect, and correct. What are you standing by? What are you walking by? What are you sitting in? Because that's going to affect you. So I want you to reflect, check, and correct. And let me say and declare to somebody, victory today for you. As you walk, walk victory. As you talk, talk victory. As you sit, you're sitting in victory. I declare and decree that to you today. And if you can, like I stated before, go back over to Psalms 1 and see that that person is delighting in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And as he meditate on it day and night, he's going to be like that tree that's right, that sitteth, or that is by this water, that's his roots is by the water, that causes him to prosper in due season. That's what happens. You're putting yourself, you're positioning yourself to be in a situation where you are prospering and you are growing and you are developing. That's where we at, people. That's where we're growing to. So as you're looking, and like I stated before, want you to check, reflect, and correct. Want you, if you didn't get it, want you to think about what it is that you are standing by. What are you walking by? What are you sitting by? And so want you to keep that in mind, because the victory is yours. The victory is yours. So as you are going about doing what you need to do to make it happen, I want to say congratulations, because you are winning. All right. So another thing we want to talk about too today is that as you're putting that in perspective, and I will have everything looking right now for something. So you probably can hear it in my voice. But are you in possession of a victorious mentality? That's what we talk about. And it talks about in the book of Romans, we understand that we reconnect to our purpose. So as you look at the book of Romans, and hopefully, as I stated before, not to offend anybody, I hope you are getting yourself, positioning yourself as you are moving in places where as you can be connected. Because that's where the Psalms talks about that tree that's by the water. Its roots is constantly being fed. So are you constantly being fed something that's going to make you do something instead? See, are you being fed so you can do something instead of practicing losing methods? And let me say this to you, too, as we talk about having a victorious mentality. You have to change your mindset from this fallen society. This is a fallen society. This is a fallen system. So if I've never did this to you before, never said it before, let me introduce you to the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not religion. Kingdom of God is not some practice of this world. What it is a way in which you can be free. And being free, you have this mindset where you're walking in the spirit. You're not walking after a tradition. So they can change your condition. If you're walking under a fallen system, that's your tradition, it will never change your condition. And you will forever be looking for an answer. You will forever be looking for a solution. However, you will never be able to walk in victory. And today I want to declare and decree to you that victory is yours. That's why we say the victory for me. So life more abundantly is when your lifestyle involves an active resurrection. That active resurrection is from your past behavior. Once you recognize your purpose in life, you will not fall in a position to allow the enemy to lie to you, to distract you from moving forward towards being made whole. We're going to talk about it. We've talked about it, declared it, decreed it, said it in the introduction, that it's not about maintain, it's about sustainment. And what I mean by that is that there is, in the change model, let's go to the change model real quick, and then we go back to possessing. And this is how you possess a winner's mentality. So this is how you had a victory for you. Any athlete will tell you that, and those of you that are athletes can tell me, you have to have a mind to win. And it has to happen again and again if you're going to be a champion. So we're saying to you, congratulations, champion, for your mindset. Your mindset that is in tune with victory. So pre-contemplation stage, we're going to talk about this and we're going to reflect on it. So as you're reflecting, checking, and correcting, and we're getting the mindset for victory, I want you to think about where you're at in the process that they call the stages of change. Pre-contemplation. No idea, no clue to where you're at. Hopefully you're not there. Hopefully we've journeyed, introduced you to the hurt that can hinder you from this journey. So hopefully you're not there. Then you can move to the contemplation stage. An idea that there is a problem. However, no intent or no intentions on trying to change the problem. Hopefully you're not there either. But again, this is a journey. We all have to take steps. We all have to start somewhere. So then you have the preparation stage. This preparation stage is okay. I see that there is a problem. I contemplated on the fact that I need to change it. Now I'm preparing myself. This is what we're doing on this podcast, preparing ourselves to continue or preparing ourselves to act. That's the next stage, to act. How are you going to have a behavior response, to what is causing you to act in unhealthy ways, causing you to reminisce and bathe and bask in the hurt and in the pain. So what we want you to do is be encouraged. And if you've been there, all you have to do is repent, move forward, and you're going to be all right. So the action plan is doing something, behavior response. And then the maintenance stage is where Stephen Covey, we talked about that on one of the podcasts, where you are sharpening the saw. You're going back over where I'm at. This is where in the maintenance stage where we're praying that you're here today and trying to get here. So if you are not here, you're here where you have acted and now you want to check, reflect, and correct your action. What are you doing daily? Because what you do daily is going to produce results. And you want to be able to produce results where you're happy, where you're ecstatic, where you are just jubilant. You are the one that's just skipping down the street. You can be there. Yes, the stuff is going to be there, but you have something for it. Something for it is that you don't want to change. Because in this change model, they have relapse. You can relapse, but if you take the spirit with you in your maintenance stage, now you sustain. I know some of you say, well, he's just rhyming. Maintain to sustain. How's that? I'm going to take the maintenance stage. And in the maintenance stage, I'm going to hand it over to God so I can be sustained. And in being sustained, you can maintain your change. You like that? Well, you can hashtag it and have it. Preachers out there, if you want it, go ahead with it. So that's what we're saying. And then going back to the victorious mentality. Once you recognize your purpose in life, you will not fall in a position to allow the enemy to lie to you, distract you. A true connection with Christ involves a bond and link that serves as a bridge for us that we cross over from the past to the future. So now you have made the exodus out the past, you're in the future, and you're living now. You're not living yesterday, you're not worried about tomorrow, but you're living now. The Bible says that now faith, and hopefully for others that have prescribed to other things, that thing told you about now is not telling you about the past. You go to the past, you rebuke it, you bury it, and you move forward. That's all you do. Forget, reach, and press. You can use that as you're reflecting, correcting, and checking. Are you forgetting? Are you reaching? Are you pressing? toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We're going to bind that spirit of procrastination right now. We're going to say to you, yes, you can actually be victorious. The victory for you. So with that link, with that, we know the rules. The enemy does not have liberty to play mind games on us anymore, because we have forgotten those things in the past and are constantly reaching up to the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. And I wanted to make sure that you be encouraged, you stay encouraged, and you realize that what you put your mind to is what you're going to ultimately do. Whatever you put your mind on, whatever you concentrate on. That's why, again, the scripture in Psalms 1, I want you to look at that. I want you to look at how it is that the person said, blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, here we go, delight in the law of the Lord. And he shall be like a tree that is planted. See, the tree is planted by the rivers of water. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. You're going to flourish because of what you nourish. What are you nourishing? You're nourishing your spiritual health. Your spiritual health has nothing to do with religion. It's your spiritual health. Too many people, and let me talk about that, and we're going to have some people on that's going to deal with church hurt, because a lot of people are so caught up in a building, in politics. But again, if that building is based off a fallen system, it will fall, it will fail, and you, unfortunately, will have you some hell. But you can propel. You can excel. And I declare and decree that to you today. And with that being said, we want to also make mention of the fact of a way that you can be healthy, and not only be healthy, but that you can be a whole, health-wise, financial-wise. Miss Teresa Smith, she has an assessment out there. I want you to look on my website. I will have that on my website so that you can be a part of that. You can take advantage of it. Her number is 773-972-6186. My website is dgallerite.org. Some of you did come through the podcast through my website, but I want you to look at what I have up today. And what I'll have up today is a link in which you can link on. You can take a personal assessment free of charge, and it can help you with a health plan, because we want to be able to live our best lives. And you cannot live your best life if you're not healthy. And some people that are sick right now knows that, but it's okay, because you're going to be made whole. Then we have the young man that started us off with that wonderful music, Mr. TJ Connor. You're going to always hear me promote, talk about him, because he done some things for me that I'm just forever grateful. www.tjconnor.com. Check him out. Listen to him. I've been saying it, and doesn't make a difference. And I'm hoping that it does in regards to introducing others to the podcast, as he talks about soothing the soul. So as he refers to soothing a soul and using music to kind of calm that beast inside of you that want to do the negative instead of the positive, you should check it out. Take some time to listen to him. And then I wanted to also mention the fact, as we're bringing this to a close, that what we talked about today, are we in possession of a victorious mentality? And we put some emphasis on your victorious mindset, that it can be read in more detail. You can have your own personal copy of Replacing Addiction. No one has taken me up on the offer to send me something and say, hey, you're doing a great job. Kudos, thumbs up. Because again, we have a book waiting for you. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, maybe they will take advantage of it, because you want to replace all of those things that are restricting you from living your best life. That's what we want to encourage you on, because I want you to understand in the spirit, I see you, I hear you, and we can, through the spirit, help you to be successful if you are obedient to the laws of success. Let me say this, because people make a lot of money by throwing things out there that's very good to your hearing pleasure and say, yes, you can. But I'm going to be honest and truthful with you. It's what you obey. What are you obeying? What are you sacrificing to do? What are you putting your concentrated thought on? And when you're able to check correct And when you're able to reflect, check it, and correct it, I promise you that you will never forget these words I'm about to say. The victory will be yours. I want you to write that down. If you didn't get nothing out of this, reflect, check, and correct what you are doing. You do that, your life changes today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, right now. And we pray on that note. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We pray, God, that we know sometimes we pray things, God, but that's already done. It's already done for that obedient soul. It's already done for that individual that will take this podcast serious, apply it to their lives, and see change so that they can move in the best direction of their life, because it is possible. Your word will not return unto you void. It will accomplish what you set forth to do. And it's to hear that person right now that's in pain. It's to hear that person right now, Lord God, that's dealing with something strange. I declare and decree and send it across this podcast, Lord God, to that home, to that situation, to that condition, that it is changed. They will let go of the tradition and they will pick you up, my God, so that they can see a glorious day. So they can tell a friend, they could tell a neighbor, so they can be excited about the change that is happening right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, and we will be looking to see you on the next episode. Have a wonderful, awesome, wonderful day.
Does it don't me.